ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 18 and Text number 25 and 26. How come the cursor is not there? All right. Text number 25 is, it's not written, huh? It is. Avishyaham manyamanaha krishnam danapungava brahan brutataram pragadava avarohanahatah param avisahyamanyamanah krishnam danavapungavah vahandrutataram pragat avarohanat param avisahyam invincible manyamanaha considering krishnam lord krishna danavapungavah that foremost demon vahan carrying drutataram very quickly pragat went off avarohanatah param beyond the place marked for climbing down. Translation and purport by his demon S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Considering Lord Krishna invincible, that foremost of demon Pralamba quickly carried Balaram far beyond the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down. Pralamba wanted to carry Balaram out of Lord Krishna's sight so that he could cruelly attack him. Tamudvahan dharanin dharendra gauram mahasuro vigatatarayo nija vapuhu sa asthita pura tap parichhado vibhav tadi tat udyamano urupati ivambu ivarambudha. Tam him Lord Balaram Udvahan carrying high Dharanidhara Indra, like the king of the mountains, Sumeru, Gauram, whose weight, Gauravam means whose weight, Maha Asura, the great demon, Vigatarayaha, losing his momentum, Nijam, his originum, Vapuhu, body, Sahahi, Asthitaha, becoming situated in, Purataha, golden, Parichada, having ornaments, Babhu means he alone, Tadit, like lightning, Dhyuman means flashing, Urupati, the moon, Eva, carrying Eva, just as Ambudaha, a cloud. As the great demon carried Balaram, the Lord became as heavy as massive Mount Meru, and Pralamba had to slow down. He then resumed his actual form, an effulgent body that was covered with golden ornament and that resembled a cloud flashing with lightning and carrying the moon. In the Perpetual Prabhupada says, here the demon Pralamba is compared to a cloud, his golden ornaments to lightning within that cloud, and Lord Balaram to the moon shining through it. Great demons can assume various forms by exerting their mystic power, but when the Lord's spiritual potency curtails that power, they can no longer maintain an artificial form and must again manifest their actual demoniac body. Lord Balaram suddenly became as heavy as a great mountain, and although the demon tried to carry him high on his shoulders, he could not go on. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Lord Balaram slays the demon Pralamba. Tamudvahan dharani dharendra gauram mahasura vigatarayo nijvapu sa astita puraptapat parichado babhav tadiva buddhyamano urupati va irambudam Ambuda. As the great demon carried Balaram, the Lord became very as heavy as massive Mount Sumeru, and Pralamba had to slow down. He then resumed his actual form, an effulgent body that was covered with golden ornaments and that resembles a cloud flashing with the lightning and carrying moon. So one may think that this is a comparison, how to explain the spiritual potency against the demoniac potency. Spiritual potency is inconceivable. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the great acharyas always write, even Adi Shankar quotes Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. simultaneously same as well as different or inconceivable, but it may look like the same but acts differently. If both the potencies are inclusive, then all the great thinkers like Adi Shankara, even though he utilizes in Sharirat Bhashya of Mayavada, but he will bring interpret in his own way. Ramanujacharya also definitively distinguished the spiritual potency acting in such a wonderful way that Shankaracharya could not attest this. Madhvacharya also used the same Achintya Bhedadvaita Tattva and explained in Tattva Veda, Tattvik Drishti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in the footsteps of Madhavendra Puri, is explaining Achintya Bhedadvaita Tattva, which is simultaneously oneness and difference, but with a very manifestive potency which can exist in wonderful leelas eternally, as well as when he comes down and Gokula also exhibits. So Achintya Bhedadvaita Tattva has been exposed in this killing of Pralhad Basur. If the demon can also exhibit different potencies, but if it is not subservient to Krishna, then it is called demoniac. When demons, become disguised in any shape and form, the Pralamba Asur, even though an Asur wanted to take revenge and see, Krishna is very, very difficult to overcome. So he chose Balaram, thinking Balaram is not. But we know Balaram is no different than Krishna by inconceivable potencies. And Krishna is expanding as his second body. Right? So how to understand this Leela is the very subject matters of the devotees. Right. We know simultaneously oneness and difference, but it is inconceivable. But achintya stute khalu bhava tam starkena yojayet. Rupa Goswami warns us, the inconceivable cannot be made understood through mundane logic. Why? Because prakrute bhya paribhyascha tam achintyasya lakshanam. Prakrute means material nature. There is a super nature. They don't take into consideration. The gymnastic or this kind of demoniac prowess of getting immediately disappearing. Hiranyakashipu used that technique to fight against Lord Narasimhadeva. Ravana used the technique, but they cannot go beyond the technique or technical means material energies, potencies. For ordinary people, even material energy is also inconceivable. But the students of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam must know what is inconceivable. Because it is prakriti parabhyascha. Prakriti means mother nature or material energy. Pare means superior nature. Parastasmattu bhavo anyo vyakta vyakta sanatana. Besides this material nature, there is another nature. It is superior nature. Because this material nature may exhibit wonderful things which is inconceivable, but it is temporary. It is temporary. Yah vinashyastu. It is going to finish. The show cannot last long in the material nature. But even the material nature gets nashta, means finished. Na vinashyate. The superior nature will not succumb to finish. It is eternal. That is prakrutebhya parebhyascha. Temporary and spiritual, means eternal. That is called parastasmattu bhava. So all the activities and appearances are inconceivable. Simultaneously it is manifesting, but ordinary people cannot understand. Only those who are realized, they can understand. So it gives us opportunity to realize this by studying. Otherwise, it becomes one of the kathas. It may be very sweet to hear, but difficult to understand. Right? But Krishna explains, janma karma cha me divyam evam vyetti yo tattvata. Divyata or divinity is to be understood only through the medium of inconceivable potency which is simultaneously having oneness and difference. Nobody can refute, even Mayavadis cannot refute that. They may try to explain in that way. Sharirik Bhashya is all Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Ityadi. So many, you can have word jugglery. So many ways you can also interpret. But when it came to Sarvabhaumas explaining 9 times the Atma Rama Varsa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained it 18 times without touching this 9 different types of explanation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Defeated him strongly. So Rupa Goswami is telling us inconceivable potency. And demon knows that they have limited, but yet because they are envious, they want to confront and they consider, if not Krishna, okay, I will kill Balaram. There is no enmity or ever a kind of incident happened with Balaram and Pralambasu before. Suddenly happening because the enviousness of Kamsa has been carried on by his different demoniac agents. So they may be expert in materially in conceiving different kinds of forms and powers and this and that. However they try, but they cannot underestimate the potency which is spiritual in nature. So spiritual energy cannot be understood through the medium of material energy. It has to be understood on its own terms. Where will you derive your spiritual potency in Kali Yuga? Where? Chanting Hare Krishna is the source of spiritual potency. There is no other source. So if we want to come out from the material life and enter into the spiritual life, in Kali Yuga, Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Prajayat. Only chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. It only means Kalau Naste, Vanaste, Vanaste, Vekatiranyatha. So much emphatically said. So those who have some good intelligence left in their brain, they will worship this moment. Yajanti Sumedasa. So let's think on that terms, how to understand Janma Karma Chume Divyam, and this is carried on in this activity. The demon ran so fast carrying Balaram. So where the passenger was supposed to be dropped down in this game, he went far beyond because he wants to escape the vision of Krishna. What do you think? Can he escape the vision of Krishna? No. Krishna is situated in his absolute autocratic position, knowing everything. So here we see Balaram knew. Krishna's expansion doesn't need, because he carries all the potencies of Lord Shri Krishna. But as a role player, even though he is elder brother, he is not going to violate Krishna's jurisdiction. He wants to serve Krishna. So Balaram knew the demon and his desire. So he became so heavy by his internal potency, like Meru Mountain. Now Meru Mountain is the supporting pivot for the entire material creation. How much heavy it would be. It's not an allegory, but spiritual potency, if you see, it does not remain only an allegory or a rupak or a comparative understanding. No. The one who is creator, he must be very heavy than the creation. That is spiritual understanding. So can't cast a doubt whether Balaram could do such a superhuman feat. No. He became very heavy. So such heaviness exposes the limits of the demoniac material potencies. So he has to resume his original form. And his original form may be huge, with golden ornaments. And Balaram may be just like a moon, but the cloud is hiding the moon from such a distance, all right? And we think cloud is bigger than the moon, but no. Moon is sufficient enough to dispel the darkness created by the cloud. So, this darkness of misunderstanding can be cleared by the shining moon. Even though it is inconceivable, but oneness is existing. The spiritual potency cannot be divided. It is taken to be the sum total of everything called Brahman. Krishna is addressed in the Vedas as Brahman, but Arjun clarifies that his position of everything that is spiritual is also Brahman, but at the same time he is Parabrahman because he is the originator of the Brahman. That is distinguished only through the eyes in spiritual life. So Arjun was recognizing Krishna, Param Brahma Param Dhamam Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibham Ahustvam Rishaya Sarva Devarshi Narada Stata Asito Devalo Vyaso Svayam Chaiva Bravishime Sarva Atme Tadrutam Manye Rutam. Rutam means absolute truth. But it should be existing. Rutam. So in the Vedas, the aphorism, Satyameva Jayate Nanrutam. One which is not factual cannot be Satya. So Param Satya Krishna is factual. It's not an imaginary character or make believe by fertile brain of Vyasadeva. No. Sarvameta Dhritam Manye. I have no choice. And what is this medium of authority? Ahustvam Sarvarushaya Devarshi Narada Stata Asita Devala Vyasa or Swayam Chaiva Bravishi. Is there any stone unturned? No. Therefore, the authority is coming down from the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, who is speaking himself. Arjun has no question. I accept you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yan mam vadasi Keshava, whatever you are going to advise me, it will be absolute truth. Nahi te bhagavan vyaktim vidur devana danava. Even the demigods have no access to understand your personality, the Supreme Personality. What to speak of the danavas like Pralambas. Right? Now how do we simply believe and carry on? Or experience? Krishna explains in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is our understanding? How do we understand the medium of understanding? We are embodied persons. So start from the body. Indriyani pararahu indriyabhya param manaha manasastor paro buddhe buddhestu sa evo para. This is the gradation. Even from the gross bodily understanding, superior or finer is senses. Finer than the senses are mind. Finer than the mind is intelligence, and finer than the intelligence is the soul, the Supreme Person. So,
Who is closer to the soul, mind or intelligence? Intelligence. Yajanti sumedasa, who will understand it? Those who have some good intelligence left is called sumedasa, a discriminative. Now, we have been given the definition of who is going to be sumedasa. Who has good intelligence left? Krishna says, na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat ubhayoropi drashti drashta tattvadarshi bhi. The sumedasa are tattvadarshi. Ubhayoropi, what? Sat and asat. One discriminates between sat and asat is called intelligence. For sat, there is no cessation, and for asat, there is no endurance. The asat grahat, even Prahlad Maharaj chastises in the words to his father, you are asat graha, you have resorted to asat, temporary things to be permanent, and you want to become God or you declare yourself God, but that is not, you are asat graha. So for the sat there is no cessation, and for asat there is no endurance. So one who intellectually discriminating and observing what is permanent and what is temporary, and accept only permanent situation, that is the function of, and then he will become very close and having relationship with his soul and so on, through the intelligence. So therefore the soul's experience up to the intellectual level has been advised. Then scholars may be thinking that those who are chanting Hare Krishna, they have no other things to do. But they are also studying. Prabhupada wrote so many books. It's for us to read and then to distribute, isn't it? So we don't want to follow asadgrah, or we don't want to show that, we have no time to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada exposes what is sat and what is asat. Here in simple words, Prabhupada wrote, great demons can assume various forms by exerting their mystic power, but when Lord's spiritual potency curtails their power, then they cannot no longer maintain an artificial form and must again manifest their actual demoniac body. So Prabhupada makes distinction. Vishnu Shakti Parapropta. The potencies of Lord Vishnu is always superior. And we have to understand, rest is the play, but he will never lose. He may show up to lose, let me carry, okay, I will be enough to smash him. That's always in the mind of Balaram. As soon as the activity of the demon was, he doesn't want to carry an order because he has a different agenda. He doesn't want to win, but go beyond the winning spot where the passenger was supposed to be dropped. Balaram was supposed to be dropped. And that is a violation. The first thing, they violate Krishna's laws and jurisdiction. So they have to be smashed. Nobody can cross Krishna's jurisdiction. So, we see intelligence becomes purified by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then what to speak? We have to make our intelligence purified. Therefore, all the urges of mind, tongue, all the six urges, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udarupastha Vegam, Etan Vegan, Yo Vishaheta Dhira, Sarvam Apim, Prithvim Shashishyat. You know, this is Rupa Goswami's, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, hey Prabhus, this is for sannyasis, not for grihasthas. So, have some, you know, concession. But sannyasis are not supposed to be, you know, given any concession. For the grihasthas, these are other tools. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpa niyamagraha janasangasya laulyamcha shaddir bhakti vinashyati utsahat nischaya dhairya tatta karma pravartanat asangatyago satavrutte sadbir bhakti prasiddhati. These are the six destroying and six encouraging elements of bhakti. So we have to increase. So now we see Vishaya Vinivartante Nirahadasya Dehina Rasovarjam Rasopyasya Param Drashtvani Vartate. If you are seeker of the truth, Param Drashtva. Param means the supreme position of the spiritual potency. If you are inclining for the spiritual potency, how it acts, then what is your experience? Suppose if you are fasting, Niharasya Deha, you are fasting. Do you think the fasting will also destroy your hunger? No. But you will get some kind of effect that may be helpful to think that the soul does not need anything to sustain. What is going to sustain? The param drashtva nivartate raso varjam raso apyasya param drashtva nivartate. Rasa means the taste. You are not going to give up your taste. It is still existing, but you are not, you know, experiencing because you are fasting. The taste will remain. It will not die. So similarly, those who are seekers of the truth, that raso apyasya, the taste is lingering, the spiritual potency will be also lingering. So those who are, they always try to take spiritual lessons from any incident in our life also. Because we have a higher purpose in the life. This is life of devotion. It is not that less intelligent people are doing devotional service. No. Devotional service is putting you on the highest intelligence. Yajanti sumedasa. But accidentally we came from, say, most of us came from the novice situation. But who says that we have ever forgotten the higher taste if we have received in our previous life? You cannot forget. If you see Krishna consciousness is a happy life, then why would you give up? But if you have cultivating simultaneously the material aspirations, the most of young adolescent is doing and indulging in illicit activities, influencing our innocent people, I mean, especially the girls. That craves the, lower taste. And how they will be coming back to the higher taste. The parents are first responsible. They cannot let the children loose. They are supposed to be, taking care of their children. And the mothers are especially being told by Srila Prabhupada, you don't have any other duty but to raise your children in Krishna consciousness. Oh, I have no time, I'm engaged. Oh, I have the child, how can I see? Oh, after all, they're going to get loose. But then where is the responsibility? But because they don't have higher purpose, they think this is another kind of life. But I like it. And that's about intelligence. There is none. But then they have to take intelligence through their guru and order. Or whether it is Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru, it doesn't matter. But they have to. Otherwise, where is the success? So, these are also demoniac natures. They enter in our spiritual life like demons when we do not know how to kill them. Where is the spiritual potency? Oh, we invoke, Balaram, please come and help me. No. Balaram will not come. Just give up the bad company. Listen to the senior. Listen and remain protected. Even the accidents can happen. But who is there to protect? But we invite accident too, with our less intelligence. Then, what is the use of your chanting? We find difficulty in chanting because the demoniac nature is infiltrating in us. Then pray to Lord Narasimha, my dear Lord, I offer my obeisances to you because you have nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demon-like desires from our own heart. So they never manifest as demons. Otherwise, the thoughts are going to develop into the words and words are going to develop into actions, means you are a demon. This is the manifestation. How the senses are instrumental in misuse. The sense objects are there. Krishna has created Gandha, Sparsha, Rupa and given appropriate senses to recognize it. But to recognize what? Your true identity, not material identity. So all these super excellent activities, lilas, to be understood with the medium of spiritual understanding that Srila Prabhupada is giving. Everything has been given to us, but we are foolish to mismanage it. How long can you remain foolish? The materialistic people, when they make big blunders, then they are exposed. How come Elon Musk lost all his fortune? How did Bill Gates also lost? They are sense gratifiers. The whole country. They all international stunts. Is the economy is based on sense gratification. But Krishna's economy, Krishigo Rakshavanjam Vaishya Karma Svabhavajam. Even though he was born in Kshatriya family, he descended himself into Vaishya family and shows how to carry out the economy. So therefore, the Vedas, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo. This is the aphorism of Indian or that economy we had once upon a time. The Vedic economy is based on this. And therefore Prabhupada insists that devotees should participate in Devi Varnashram system. It is part of it. No manufacturing business of spare parts or this part or that part. It is artificial. So, understanding, Lord Balaram suddenly became so heavy as a great mountain that although the demon tried to carry him high on his shoulder, he could not do so. This is the superior energy is there. The soul is made up of superior energy, the internal potency of the Lord. How come it has to succumb through material energy? That is the challenge. Chant Hare Krishna so intensely that Srila Prabhupada and Krishna will save us. Thank you. That is right on the target. Good. Anybody has any questions?
So after getting this qualification, they come here and they mention the authority, Prabhupada, I have this qualification, please give me a chance to preach it, to expect my knowledge to others. If I do not expect the knowledge, one day this knowledge will become myself. So how I can expect my knowledge if I don't get the opportunity from the temple authority?
Now you have to follow the temple authority so you can be managed properly in preaching. It doesn't give us license to do anywhere. Now we have to watch the standard of preaching and whom. Many devotees were so much inclined to only discuss Chaitanya Charitamrita without the foundational knowledge. We have to see who is our audience. We have to see, what are we discussing with whom. If he is going to go overhead, then we are also liable. Many people have, but I have to take the risk because there are senior devotees. They are constantly attending daily Vrindavan
Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita classes. So naturally, those who are progressive, we can take, you know, risk to expose the reality. They will grab, they will be faster, because of our own benefit, Srila Prabhupada put up this process. We are not manufacturing. Are you manufacturing? No, then. Prabhupada said, Chaitanya Charitam is for postgraduate students. But yet many are simply attending. But when we ask, do you have any question? Very few will come up. Oh, we don't have time enough. 10 minutes are good enough for the questions. But if question comes, then we have to answer also. It's 10 minutes or 10 minutes. But the rest of the time is still open. But people say, oh, I'm hungry, I'll ask tomorrow the question. Right? So, all right, chant Hare Krishna and eat prasadam. That's good enough. We are all beggars, we cannot choose. Right? All right. Yeah, so there is one question out there. Please give. Mataji is calling. Go. Patapat.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the talk. How do you differentiate the soul? This is Krishna's plan and this is mine.
We know one thing only, is our plan is according to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's plan is exposed. He is not remaining obscure. He is telling Arjuna what to do and what not to do. Does he not tell you? Then, at what extent are you applying as Krishna's plan? And what extent you are not applying as Krishna's plan? You can distinguish. It's easy to understand. Is it difficult? You don't have to ask this question. Krishna has exposed his plan already in Bhagavad Gita. Use it if it is compliant to Krishna's teachings. Otherwise, what will Krishna says? Amma vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvasya. I have choked out the whole plan and everybody will fit according to their desires in that plan. Alright? The demons are also fitted in Krishna's plan, but they will not get positive increment in their surrender. No. Only those who are like Arjuna, ready to become instrument in the hands of Krishna, they will be considered that they are following Krishna's plan. Good enough? Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.